This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are protecting ships sailing in international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary.
These are illegal, dangerous attacks. Since November 18th, there have been now 25 attacks against merchant vessels transiting the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The U.S. and about a dozen other nations this week warned the Houthis of targeted military action if the attacks do not stop. Attacks will likely continue. And the leader of Yemen's Houthis warned this week that any American ship that targets the militants will become the Houthis' next target. Carla Babb, VOA News. The Pentagon.
Kicking off his re-election year campaign, President Biden is warning for the stakes of America if it puts Donald Trump back in the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A day before the Capitol riot's third anniversary.
It was on that day that we nearly lost America. Lost it all.
The president says Trump still celebrates those who rioted at his urging and still talks about being a dictator. So the key question is whether American democracy will survive.
It's what the 2024 election is all about.
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, a key Revolutionary War site, the president invoked George Washington's refusal to cling to power, contrasting that with a power-hungry Trump, the GOP's presidential frontrunner, and says the choice is stark come November.
We all know who Donald Trump is. The question we have to answer is, who are we?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.